And that will be sometime in early February, but that date will be released after Christmas.
So. Yes, yes. So that would be a good idea because Christmas is just around the corner, isn't it?
Absolutely, and everybody's so busy. Exactly. And that's why Desley's made the decision to do that in February rather than closer to Christmas.
So. Exactly, very good. And Carolyn, I read with interest when you sent me your information that you have a children's book, The Adventures of Dora the Runaway Greyhound. Wasn't based on another story that we talked about, but how did it come about that you wanted to talk about the greyhound at Bradawa?
Well, probably for a couple of years I've wanted to write a children's story. And my passion in life is greyhounds, rescue greyhounds. And one of our dogs, Dora, came to us probably 6 years ago after a very unfortunate start in her life. Sadly, she passed in November. I wanted to write a story that was fictional, but also included some elements of fact. So there's a little bit about Dora's real life. I wanted to get the message across to those who don't know very much about greyhounds that they are a wonderful, wonderful dog and they make beautiful pets.
They do.
Yes. And they're really good with children. So I wanted to write a story that would convey that. I collaborated with Francesca O'Donnell, who many people will know is a local artist from Beechwood. And she actually volunteered to do the illustrations for the book for me.
I have to say the illustrations are absolutely gorgeous.
They are beautiful, aren't they?
Yes,
and
they are.
Certainly bring the story to life.
Indeed.
And the picture on the back of the book is done by a young woman who's only 15, who wants to develop a career in art. We gave her the opportunity to contribute to the book too.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful illustration, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
She's captured Dora's look beautifully.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, that's just wonderful. And coming up on December the 16th at the Creative Hub in Cameron Street from 10 to 4, you'll have a meet and greet and signings for the book. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And I think the other thing to mention, Christine, is that all the funds from this book are going towards Greyhound Rescue. And the book is also up for sale in the Friends of the Hound shop.
Friends of the Hound shop,
yes.
Which is in Wauchope?
It's a Queensland-based group,
oh, okay.
But they do have links throughout New South Wales in terms of rehoming dogs.
So. Fabulous, fabulous story. And I thank you for my copy and I will look forward to reading that when I get some time after I've spoken, or not necessarily after I've spoken with you, but a little bit later on today. Carolyn, it's wonderful that you've come in and shared these stories with me today. And I'm actually looking forward to going to the library on the 24th and be part of that day. I just thank you. And if there's anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
Christine, it's been my pleasure to come in and have a little talk about the writers' group. And I would encourage anyone who's interested in writing, please come along in February.
Excellent.
And have a chat and maybe fulfil a dream for other people.
So that's in November on the 24th. They can go along there. But what about at the Creative Hub? Can they go along there?
Oh, absolutely.
Well?
We'll be there all day. So
excellent.
People can just call in when they're ready and have a look at all the beautiful artwork too and local artists' contributions to our beautiful Wauchope.
Fabulous. Thanks so much, Carolyn. I really enjoyed speaking with you this morning. All the very best.
Thank you for having me.